You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey, I got to tell you something interesting that happened. I've mentioned on this show about how my wife Gretchen has really, over the last year or so, turned into a freak when it comes to mushrooms. And we happen to live in an area where they grow, you know, wild, and they're really interesting things. I'm not a mushroom fan myself. I don't like eating them, but I recognize that, you know, billions of people do. You know, collects them, she grows them, she cultivates them, she forages them in the forest behind our house. And I've always thought it was kind of cute. She's created artwork out of it, which I think is nice. But guess how it is actually going to start paying off, Jer?
Tell me now.
She went out into the woods behind the house and collected almost 4 pounds worth of chanterelles, which are a particular type of mushroom that chefs go crazy over when they can find them. She put all 4 pounds into a little basket thing. We drove down the street to a fancy schmancy restaurant that's not far from our house. And she walked in and talked to the sous chef, who said, "Oh my God, we want them.
Let's make a pizza."
So I don't think it's going to be going on pizza.
I was just joking.
So what happens here is she now has to go and take a quick little class thing to get what's known as certified.
Okay.
And once she is officially certified, just this quick class, I feel like she knows enough about it she could teach the darn
mushroom
class.
Certification.
When she gets certified with it, she can start selling these to all these restaurants. And the restaurant said, "We'll give you flat out trade. You bring us some of these, you can have meals on the house."
Hey, that's cool.
And
that's
this is
good.
A really nice restaurant. And I was like, hey.
All right.
I kind of like this.
Yeah, because that was my question. If there was any sort of certification, because I would imagine there's like liability behind this. If you're all just picking mushrooms and handing them off. And so she'll be get a little certificate, I guess.
And yes, that's correct. And then let me tell you, this was the first restaurant she approached. So they all are probably, and she told me, she goes, "If a restaurant sees these, they're going to flip because they are dying for them." And it took her maybe 30 minutes out in the woods.
Wow.
And I was like, "Oh, man, now I'm starting to see a payoff because I get to eat a nice meal."
There you go. That's cool.
It's really cool. I have to send you some pictures of some of the artwork she's creating with it, too. It's really wild stuff. So anyway, I'm just going to say, you know, it's when a hobby pays off.
It's always a win, isn't it?
Then you're like, all right, that's cool. That's cool. What's going on in your world?
Well, I don't know how exciting this is, but I'm undertaking a major landscaping project in our backyard this summer. And you know me, I don't like to hire things out. A lot if I don't have to. I like to do things on my own. And we did get some quotes for moving rock into our backyard this year because I want to take up some of the grass and make it really, really like no maintenance. And
it's
the quote,
dollars,
was like $8,500, $8,500 to move rock. So I was like, screw this. I'm going to do it myself. So yesterday, with the help, I got to give a shout out to Mike and Ryan, my two neighbors who just came wandering outside with wheelbarrows yesterday to help me. They did me a solid, but we moved 13,000 pounds of rock yesterday. A few weeks prior, it was 7,800 pounds. So we're at 20,800 pounds of rock.
10 tons of rock.
And I did the math for what I have left. I need about another 13,000 pounds. So by the end of this, I'll be just shy of 34,000 pounds of rock that I have moved
Holy
with the help
crap.
Of my neighbors this summer. So I'd like to give a shout out to my lower back this morning.
What are you paying these neighbors?
I don't know yet because Nicole and I were talking about that last night because they have just basically stepped up, wandered over with a wheelbarrow and a shovel and just started doing it, just saying, you know what, we need the exercise. We've been locked up during the pandemic.
Now,
we'd love to help.
I'm not trying to be a troublemaker here, but if it's $8,500 to do it and these two guys did it no charge, that to me is more than a case of beer.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We were discussing last night on what we would like do to thank our neighbors.
That's like a couple of car payments or something that you make for them.
I know. They really have helped me out. So, but because, you know, we are in one of those very Amish neighborhoods, Dom, where we all help each other. Like if somebody's got a problem, everybody rushes to one house and fixes it, and then we scamper over to another house and help do things. So I've been very fortunate in that aspect in my neighborhood. But yeah, I need to think of something really nice for these guys.
You know, they were walking away after they left your house, and they're going down the street saying, "What do you think this guy's going to give us for doing this? We just saved them $8,500. What do you think we'll get? Boy, it better be more than pizza and beer. I'm telling you that right now.
Jerk, sweating, my knees hurt. I don't know.
Plus, they will tell the world. So, you know, you're going to have to really step up your game because whatever you give them, they're going to broadcast all over the neighborhood.
Next thing you know, neighbors from other neighborhoods are going to be coming over.
Yeah, people, just random strangers will ring your bell. Hey, what do you need, Mr. Padgett?
Anything done? Trees removed? More rock? What you got going on here?
Sleep with your wife? What do you need?
Ha 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 ha.